This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Colorado Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn, who represents the Centennial State's 5th Congressional District. He joins me now to explain what he's heard from his constituents during this district work period, also known as the summer recess, and what type of economic agenda Republicans would be promoting if, in fact, they are returned to the majority in the House, Senate, or both following the midterm elections. And Congressman, it's a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Hello, Greg.
Well, first of all, of course, the president had his vacation in Martha's Vineyard. One of the first things he said when coming back is very similar to what he said just before he left, and that's that Republicans in Congress are blocking his latest effort to spur job creation, particularly with small businesses, that Republicans are blocking a final vote, particularly in the Senate, on his small business bill. What can you tell us about that legislation and why the vast majority in your party are against it?
It involves more borrowing to accomplish a government program. We're borrowing so much money, $1.5 trillion every single fiscal year, and we're building an unsustainable national debt. So no matter how well intended the program is, we can't keep up this heavy borrowing. And also, when you create a program to make loans to small business, most small business don't want to borrow money themselves, so this isn't going to help them. They want the economy to pick up. They want consumers to be out there buying and selling, and that's how they're going to make money. Then they can invest, buy equipment, hire people. Just giving them loans isn't going to help them increase their business.
Elaborate on that a little bit more. What are the tools you think most entrepreneurs in your district need right now, as well as the vast majority of entrepreneurs around the country?
Greg, what I'm hearing from people is that we need certainty in what's coming down the turnpike. These regulations, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's the possibility of card check, which would destroy business by giving unions the right to do away with secret ballots before they can unionize a business, or energy policy like cap and trade, those are huge question marks. Taxation, we don't know whether the estate tax is going to be reinstated or not. We don't know if the Bush temporary tax cuts are going to be made permanent, or they're going to just go away on January 1st. There's all this uncertainty, Greg. Business wants certainty so that they can plan. And it seems like every time we turn around, there's a 2,300-page bill for financial regulation and reform, so-called. Or there's major things going on a monthly basis. Business cannot plan, and they need certainty. And the second thing, Greg, is we need the economy to pick up. And when we're doing this heavy spending, just going into debt day after day, that does not help the economy either. So we need some tax and spending relief, number one, and we need certainty, number two.
And when you talk about certainty, Congressman, did you come across a lot of different business owners in your district who say they'd like to expand or would like to perhaps start a business, but they just don't know what to expect from Washington? Is it really freezing folks in their plans right now?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what's happening. A lot of businesses, including banks, are now starting to accumulate some cash. But banks don't really know who to lend to because there is uncertainty as to how the economy is going to be doing. They're facing huge financial so-called reform, increased regulation, with this 2,300-page bill that was just passed. There is so much uncertainty about the policies that are coming around the corner that business simply cannot plan. And if you can't plan, you don't know if you should buy those computers and hire those people and stock up on more inventory.
Let's talk about the Republican agenda now. And we, of course, heard a speech from your leader in the House, John Boehner, I believe just about a week ago, talking about the economic priorities. I don't know if there's going to be a specific contract with America type approach from Republican candidates this year, but try to prioritize them for our listeners. You mentioned taxing and spending issues being at the top of the agenda. Get a little bit more specific. What do you expect to be rolled out if, in fact, Republicans are in charge?
You know, I think Republicans, with America Speaks Out, we have been listening to a lot of great ideas from around the country. We're going to be synthesizing and organizing, and I think sometime in September, later this month, you're going to see a rollout of a pretty strong and detailed agenda of what we would like to accomplish. But it's going to, like Leader Boehner has said, it's going to revolve around the economy most of all. Where are the jobs? That's the question that we keep asking. First and foremost, we need to not reinstate higher taxes, especially during a recession. So we should make the Bush temporary tax cuts, which all go away January 1st, and will increase our taxes if we don't do anything, we need to make those permanent. We need to have an energy policy where we're increasing domestic production. And that will help the consumer, that will help industry, that will help the economy. And then we have to do away with radical regulation. And I'm including health care here, Greg, first and foremost. We need to repeal or at least defund Obamacare. 60% of Americans do not want it. They know it's going to raise their costs. It's going to lower quality. It's going to interfere with their relationship with their doctors by increasing bureaucracy and red tape. You just can't insure 30 more million Americans without there being a cost involved. So people know that costs are going to go up with that. So we have to do something about ratcheting back on health care. There's a lot of things, Greg, that we have. We have a lot of specifics, a lot of great ideas. You don't hear about it in the newspapers, unfortunately, because we're the minority and we just don't get the press that we should.
We're talking with Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn. And Congressman, I know you're on the House Natural Resources Committee. You talked about a sensible energy policy moving forward. I know that those in your party in the past couple of years have strongly advocated the all-of-the-above approach in terms of drilling for oil and natural gas, advocating nuclear power, and so forth. Do you expect that to be a major centerpiece of the rollout later this month?
Absolutely. We have to increase domestic production. We're less reliant on foreign sources, number one. We have access to some low-cost energy here in this country if we'll only let regulation not get in the way, number two. So there's so many advantages, Greg, to having increased domestic production. But this administration, which believes in big government, they're just throwing roadblocks in the way all the time. This moratorium in the Gulf, and sure, there's some sensitive issues there that we need to make sure that we address safety issues. But just to do a blanket six-month moratorium and kill 23,000 jobs strikes some people as overreacting. Onshore, we're having increased leasing regulation, and that's slowing down oil and gas production. And yet we have these tremendous natural resources available domestically. We don't have to be as reliant on other countries. And we would have lower prices, we'd have more jobs, and we'd have more security. It's a no-brainer. I don't know why we're not doing it right now, Greg.
Last 30 seconds, Congressman. This is more of a political question. Of course, Colorado's been known as a purple state in recent cycles. You've got a competitive Senate race, a competitive governor's race out there. What are you hearing from the people in terms of how fired up they are about this election and how satisfied or dissatisfied they are with where we are?
I think what Gallup found nationally is the same here in Colorado. There's a 25-point advantage to Republicans for enthusiasm and incentive to vote. We are fired up. Everyone I talk to cannot wait to vote, drag their family, friends, neighbors. They see that the stakes are high. The future of our country is at stake if we don't turn things around.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, so much for your time today.
Good to talk to you, Greg.
Republican Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn represents his state's 5th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.